This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. I did something this morning I haven't done in, I don't know, forever, it feels like. Ate breakfast at a restaurant inside. It's the kind of discretionary spending economists and a whole lot of businesses are counting on as restrictions lift and more people feel safe out and about. The CDC says more than 61% of U.S. adults have received at least one vaccine dose. But it turns out they may not be the ones driving the consumer recovery, at least not yet. Sarah Cheney Cambon covers economics for The Wall Street Journal, where she had this story today. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
You found out that vaccinated people are actually spending less than people who are unvaccinated. What's going on there?
Right. So data from a couple of different research firms suggests that vaccinated consumers are less likely to go out to restaurants and entertainment venues and salons than non-vaccinated people or people who do not plan to get the vaccine are doing.
That seems counterintuitive.
It does. And I think that what's going on here is that we are still in the early stages of the recovery and of the vaccine rollout. One of the analysts I spoke with characterized it pretty well and said, you know, the vaccinated are proceeding with cautious optimism. So they are going out more to restaurants than they were in January, for instance, but they're just not going out as much as people who don't plan to get the vaccine. And the people who are not vaccinated have already kind of been living a relatively normal life throughout this whole pandemic.
Your reporting shows that vaccination rates are higher in so-called blue states, states that voted for President Joe Biden. Could this difference in spending lead to an uneven economic recovery between red states and blue states?
So far, it has. I mean, throughout the pandemic, we've seen that blue states have been recovering slower than red states. And the degree to which that continues is really dependent on, a multitude of things, but one of them is certainly whether these more vaccinated states and people who are vaccinated opt to go out more this summer. And analysts expect that to happen. So you could see a convergence between the performance, the economic performance of red states and blue states as soon as this summer.
This sort of speaks to the transition period we're in right now, where even a lot of vaccinated people are reluctant to take off that mask and to return to, you know, life as normal. You spoke to a woman in Dayton, Ohio, who was fully vaccinated and didn't expect to go back to her pre-pandemic normal until next year. Do you think a lot of people are in that situation?
I do think that Deborah, who's from Ohio, is pretty representative of a lot of the people who are vaccinated in the nation. You know, she did say that she just recently went out and ate indoors at a restaurant for the first time in about a year. But she noted that she was definitely, you know, holding off on going back to any musical productions. The last one she went to was in New York right before COVID hit, and she was remarking on how crazy it was that they were in this really crowded space, right? She said she was hopeful that she would return to kind of pre-pandemic norms by next year, but it just kind of is dependent on what other people around her are doing and, you know, how quickly she can kind of shake off the experiences of the past year.
So I mentioned I went out to breakfast today and it felt so good, even if a little strange. Where are you with going out to eat?
Yes. Yeah. So definitely going out to eat more these days. And, you know, I think it's funny just in general how kind of doing things that used to be so normal now feel strange, you know, like seeing an old friend and you figure out, are we going to do a handshake or a hug or what? Yeah. It's just a very
weird... Are we going to keep elbow bumping people? I hope not.
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah Cheney Cambon covers economics for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, Amy.